Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Happy New Year. Tuesday, the 1st of January. The sun is in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. Planets are saying
the right way.
Happy New Year.
No, they're not. They're saying the right way. They're, oh, yes, okay. They're being polite. They're saying Happy New Year and, oh, yeah, the right way.
We can do it.
Sun identity in Capricorn, strict rule abiding, is conjoining Saturn, structure lessons, the overlord of Capricorn. Yes, we can.
Oh, good. And I guess we better.
There's that. Some flexibility, however, may be necessary, even if, figuratively, the ink is just drying on your contract, marriage license, rental agreement, etc. Truly ignoring planetary solicitations for fundamental structural alterations is not in your interests. And while it would have been nice if these issues could have been dealt with ages ago, as recently as a week ago, planets weren't emphasizing that which is front and center now. Moreover, events and developments during the coming weeks are meant to help you solidify your grasp on assorted situations. And the best way to capitalize is by not being so wedded to already... And the best way to capitalize is by not being so wedded to already established, albeit not terribly efficient, setups that you are unable to recognize you're being blessed, not cursed, and can pick up the ball and run with it. In any event, there's plenty of room to make a good great, or bad worse, depending on your frame of mind, and current influences happily support whichever direction you choose. With luck, you will opt to accentuate the positive, or make lemonade with the available lemons. But if you do decide to take a different route, try to refrain from pitching fits or throwing ultimatums around, however tempting.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Sun in Capricorn conjunct Saturn.
Capricorn, Leo, everyone else.
Okay, off to a new year. And if one's birthday, 1st of January.
Growth and expansion are the order of the year, even if you have to be coaxed out of A, your... fur-lined, well-appointed, but still rut. And although the initial invitations may also require some barge totage or bale liftage, the idea is to persuade you to do a number of those cool things you wanted to do before you determined, decided, concluded that you couldn't possibly do them.
Okay. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.